Welcome to This Present Truth program, July 18th, 2025, Friday. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Israel will flatten Damascus. Israel is going to flatten Damascus. There would be a time, according to one of Israel's prophets, Amos, in chapter 1, he states that there will come a time in the last decade before Christ's coming that Damascus would be destroyed by fire. 10 days ago, roughly, there's been an escalation of conflict between Israel and the forces in Damascus. This escalation is going to end with the destruction of this ancient city. Welcome to today's program. Again, July 18th, 2025. The destruction of Damascus occurs at the time, during the time when Israel is also in conflict with the what we term the Arabs in the Gaza Strip, the Hamas with Hezbollah in Lebanon, terrorist groups in the West Bank, conflict coming from Iran, but Iran will not, this conflict with Iran is going to de-escalate. The conflict that's going to increase will be not only in Damascus, but also in present-day Jordan. I have many points to make, many loose ends to tie up. I'm going to try to, as accurately as possible, present to this audience what is really happening, what is really going on. Let me read the prophecy in Amos chapter 1. Amos, he was just a shepherd from a small city, Tekoa. And he had a vision during the time that Uzziah was the king of Judah and Jeroboam, the son of Joash, was king of Israel for a timeline 2,800 years ago. Now, the vision, God told Amos that there's an area called Aram, a city. And Amos said that in verse 2, the Lord will shout like a lion in Zion, meaning, in other words, everybody will hear. The nations are going to hear and watch in real time what God is speaking about Damascus out of Zion, which is his Zion in heaven. But also, he's going to bring punishment out of Israel. The Lord will shout like a lion. His loud voice will roar from Jerusalem. So it's a double-edged sword. God shouting, and his voice will roar from Jerusalem, meaning Israel is going to have a part in the destruction of Damascus. The green pastures of the shepherds will turn brown and die. Basically, their commerce. Even Mount Carmel will become dry, the land. Verse 3, this is what the Lord says. I will definitely punish the people of Damascus for the many crimes they did. They crushed the people of Gilead with iron threshing tools. Throughout history, there's always been conflict that would come out of Damascus. The rulers that would rule in Damascus, not just a ruler, but different rulers. I will start a fire at Hazael's house that will destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad. At that time, Hazael was the king. He was the ruler of the area. And it would become, the beginning would be the destruction we began at his house, and it would spread and destroy the great palaces of Ben-Hadad. So the other rulers in the city and the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad, if I remember correctly, is a god that is worshipped in the city of Damascus and the surrounding area, the god of fire. So the fire that's coming is going to be through the god that they worship. The whole city will be burned. I believe it's going to be a nuke. The destruction will be complete. And verse 5 says, I will also break open the gates of Damascus. Everything in that city that has been protecting all of these gates or entrances into the city, basically the protecting powers that have protected the city are going to be destroyed. I believe they are the Islamic powers through the terrorist organizations, and they're going to be made irrelevant, neutralized. Then the Lord says in Amos, I will remove the symbol of power from Beth Eden. Let me back up. Firstly, Amos says, I will break open the gates of Damascus, initially, and remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. Now, this is very important. I will remove the symbol of power from and remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. Who's sitting on the throne presently? A Muslim terrorist who his name was initially Muhammad al-Julani. He's a Muslim terrorist. He's a jihadist. But he changed his name. He's a diplomat now. Ahmad al-Shara. Same person. One is a murderer, a jihadist, but now he's changed his skin and has become a politician. Well, this politician, I believe, is right here in Amos chapter 1, verse 5b. And I will remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. He's the individual that removed Bashar al-Assad out of power. And he, through Turkey, through other Islamic forces, came to power. He's at war, and he will be at war with Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay. Amos chapter 1, verse 5c. I will remove the symbol of power from Beth Eden. I believe the symbol of power are the gods that they worship, the very powerful gods, the Arab people. They worship many idols, and God is going to remove the symbol of power. And that symbol is they worship the god of fire, and they'll be destroyed by fire. The Aramaeans will be defeated and taken back to Kerr. There are many others that have come to join in with this al-Shara. Most of the people there that are in the area when this attack by Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel occurs, they're going to die. They'll never return home. There's a dual meaning. 2,800 years ago, there was some conflict, and the people at that time, the Aramaeans, they were defeated, but they moved and they returned back north into Syria. And verse 5 ends with, This is what the Lord says. It's going to happen. We're witnessing it presently. We are witnessing this destruction of Damascus, which is in the decade, in the beginning part of the final decade before Christ returns. The beginning of the decade, beginning of the final 10 years before Christ returns back to the Mount of Olives, began on October 7th, 2023. That set the clock in motion. That was the start of the final decade. The prophecies about Israel, that Israel would, as it become a nation once again in 1948, and that would be the final generation, it would be in that generation, I'm sorry, in 48, in that generation, there would be many prophecies that would be fulfilled. Toward the end of that generation, which is the final 10 years, which we are now in, many prophecies would intricately be fulfilled for the world to see. This has begun already. We can view things in real time through media. And we're watching what's happening, not only in what happened on October 7th, but what happened from that point to this point. But we are in, you might say, the train is halfway to its stop, its next stop. The next stop is the destruction of Damascus. Also, at this point, the nation of Jordan, there was going to be conflict also in the nation of Jordan. And when this prophecy is fulfilled, it's a prophecy I've discussed many times for the last 2 years. It's a prophecy in Psalm 83. It is a regional war, and that initial beginning would take place in the land that was the ancient land of the Philistines, which is present-day Gaza, the Gaza Strip. It would begin there, but it would escalate. The fire, the forest would burn to the north, and then it would burn to the east of Israel in present-day Jordan. When Damascus and Jordan are destroyed, or when Damascus is destroyed and present-day Jordan becomes the property of Israel, the Psalm 83 war will have been completely concluded. It has a beginning. It's time-sensitive. It began October 7th, 2023. It will end once Israel occupies and the real estate of present-day Jordan is once again back in the hands of the nation of Israel. Psalm 83 will be concluded. And it will conclude, I think it's got to conclude before the fall of this year. I'm stepping out there, but that's my view. Now, with this Muhammad al-Julani, who changed his name to Ahmad al-Shara, he's the same person. He's a murderer, a violent murderer, a jihadist. He wants the destruction of Israel, the Jewish people. He wants to be part of the Arab plan to erase the thought of Israel and its history, meaning ethnic cleansing. They want to destroy not only the Jewish people in genocide, but it's a plan to ethnic cleanse the thought of Israel as a nation, as Jerusalem being the city that God has placed on the earth to speak to mankind through, and destroy all the lineage and history. It is ethnic cleansing going all the way back to Abraham. Now I'll get into something that many people are going to have a hard time with. But you want to know the truth? Benjamin Netanyahu, the greatest modern-day prime minister of the nation of Israel. Sorry to say it. He is the greatest prime minister that Israel has had from its beginning in 1948. Greater than than David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir. Menachem Begin, I think, is the second greatest prime minister of Israel. He did everything during his short time as prime minister to do everything possible for the Jewish people in the nation of Israel. But he made a big mistake. He tried to make an agreement with Ronald Reagan, and it cost him dearly. So going back to Benjamin Netanyahu, he will be the prime minister that is going to bring about the fulfillment of this prophecy in Amos chapter 1, verse 5. He's going to remove the one who sits on the throne in the valley of Avon. I believe that individual's name is Ahmad al-Sharar. Shara, the greatest prime minister in Israel's history. He has a lot of baggage. Many people believe that he's corrupt. Either way, he still is the only individual that could have engaged with the terrorist groups in Gaza, in Lebanon, in the West Bank, and soon to be Damascus, and the nation of Jordan. He's had to bring an end to conflict out of Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood. He was trained for this position. Now, it was stated that to King David, that God would always have someone on the throne in Israel that was of the lineage of David. In my view, Benjamin Netanyahu, I have Menachem Begin on my mind. Benjamin Netanyahu, I do believe that he is of the lineage of David. I do believe the greatest prime minister in the present age, since Israel became a nation, would have to be of the lineage of King David. And many people stated that Israel could not return as a nation once again. Well, God brought Israel into existence once again. He's sovereign. Many believe there is no pure Jewish lineage in the world. Revelation chapter 17 states that there is 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. God is sovereign. And Benjamin Netanyahu, I am convinced, is of the lineage of King David. And he is the prime minister of Israel that has been successful in not only the war with the enemies of Israel using bullets and bombs through aircraft, but he's been successful diplomatically in the region, at the UN. He's been successful with the United States because God did say, and I've stated this for years and years, going back to 2005 to 2008 in Las Vegas, Nevada, I had a radio program there. At that time, I stated there would come a time when Israel would go to war with the enemies in the Middle East and destroy them. And no matter what the United States, the UN, the Arab nations, the terrorists in the Middle East, the NATO, the Europe, the EU, no matter that, what would happen is, even though we have interfered with Israel's campaigns in the past to eliminate these terrorists that threaten the existence of Israel, there'd come a time when we have meddled. But I said, stated even 20 years ago, there'd come a time when God would no longer allow the nations to interfere with what God stated Israel needed to do in the conflicts. Israel was to punish these ancient families and enemies and nations, hostile nations. And the United States, nobody would interfere. Though they would attempt to interfere via humanitarian aid, etc., no one would interfere. And when the October 7th war began, it was the beginning of, again, the prophecy of Psalm 83. No one is going to interfere with it. The United States will fund it financially, militarily, diplomatically, with media, and the nations, especially the United States, they would scream. Even the Christian people would go mad. And the main chant would be genocide. Whereas in Psalm 83, in the first 2-3 verses, which I'm going through the whole chapter of Psalm 83 on my Sunday program or my Olive Tree Ministry site. If you want to go and follow me through Psalm chapter 83, you'll have to go to my podcasts on the Olive Tree Ministry site, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. My podcast is thispresenttruth.com. When it opens up, go to the podcast section. It'll show you two sites, This Present Truth, which I'm doing the program today on This Present Truth, and the Olive Tree Ministry, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. On that site, you'll see Psalm 83. I go through the whole chapter. It is a site, it is a chapter that is clearly speaks of every single nation and the family members that are at war with Israel presently. Detailed, intricate, and the prophecy is in motion. The train is in motion. It is fulfilling prophecy. The destination is Israel taking over the land of Jordan. The destination, the destruction of, I believe, of Ahmad al-Sharaa as the one who's sitting on the throne in the powerhouse of Damascus, the ancient city, who Benjamin Netanyahu is going to make sure that he is in Damascus when Israel sends that neutron bomb. It's going to be fire. What the Lord says will happen and how it will be destroyed will come to pass. So, and Al-Sharaa, his name messes me up, Sharaa, his name Sherah, or he is going to bring many of the jihadists, the Islamic forces, into that area, and Israel will deal with tens of thousands and thousands of these terrorists. And Damascus will never again basically be a powerhouse of any kind. It says that shepherds are going to take their sheep into the area to graze, but nobody's going to live there ever again. All the buildings may be intact to some degree, but no one's going to live there because the ancient idol or the ancient spirit, the Christian people will understand what I'm saying, the spirit that has been the ruling spirit over Damascus for thousands of years, 3, 4, maybe almost 5,000 years, that spirit will be unemployed. It will no longer be a spirit in the heavens. And we're in the time now where in the final decade, God is going to begin to shake the rulers who rule in the heavens, the spiritual powers, the fallen angels, and the entities that have controlled the world for 6,000 years. God is going to begin to unemploy, to relieve these spirits from duty. And the spirit of fire, the God of fire, over Damascus is going to be unemployed. I don't know where God, what God does with them. I have no idea. But once they're unemployed, maybe they have another job to do somewhere else. I don't think so. So you want to know the truth. That's why I felt to begin my ministry or my podcast with this present truth. I did the Present Truth programs in Las Vegas, Nevada, early 2005 to late 2008, almost 5 years, just shy of 5 years, 4 years, sorry. But, okay, going on, Benjamin Netanyahu. When the war, Psalm 83 war, the prophecy is over, I think Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be, God is going to release him from his duties. And what will happen in Israel will happen, what's going to happen is just what's happening in the other nations presently. There's going to be regime change in Syria. There already was. Bashar al-Assad was replaced by Ahmad al-Shara. And there's going to be a replacement of powers in Iran. Ali Khamenei is going to be removed. He replaced Khomeini. These religious mullahs are going to be replaced. Possibility, the Shah of Iran, initially before he was ousted, his son, it may be that things are developing. He lives in California. It may be that he is going to return to Iran and once again become the Shah. There's going to be a regime change. And once this change takes place, the new individual in power and his power block are going to begin to have great negotiations and diplomatic relationships with Russia, with Turkey, Azerbaijan, a few other nations to the north, with other nations in North Africa, and they're going to prepare for a coming war next year, the Great Russian War is what I term. It catches people's attention. The Great Russian, Turkey, Iran, Libya, and Ethiopia War, which is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, I'm going to, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program, I'm going to do the whole chapter, chapters 38, 39. This war is going to occur next year in the summer. So now I have your attention, I hope. And I'll talk about what's going to happen in Israel in just a few minutes. But I want you to remember the name of my podcast, my website. Not my my podcast, yes, This Present Truth. My website is thispresenttruth.com. Very simple. Go to your search bar at the top. thispresenttruth.com. When it opens up, go to podcasts. You'll have This Present Truth and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. Go to whatever you want to hear. I do ministry on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. I do the what's happening with the current events. Many current events on This Present Truth, like what you're listening to today. Also, I have a way you can contact me through my P.O. Box. Write me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. On my website, I am presently, we are doing what is necessary to have a way for individuals to, people to sponsor me, not sponsor, I don't take sponsors, but support me. I am not 501c3. I will not, you have no tax deductions by supporting me. I could be 501c3, then I wouldn't be able to be free to speak what I feel is an opinion, a view, a thought, and commentary on the Bible. So you will get no tax benefits from supporting me. I'm telling you up front. I don't want to be tied. If I'm free, I don't want to be brought into bondage. If I go 501c3, I'm bound. So when I'm free to say what I want to say and present what I want to present, if you want to support me, I would really appreciate it. And very soon, God willing, in the next week, I have a Stripe function and a donate function. God willing, both will be completely alive this next week. But in the meantime, to contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. To continue, Benjamin Netanyahu. I do believe he is in the lineage of King David. And I believe he's the greatest prime minister of Israel in modern day history. Also, when he finishes and is released from his duties as prime minister, I believe Israel will no longer most likely vote in another prime minister. There will be a collective of powerful people in Israel who will basically who will make the decisions for Israel as a nation. And they're going to make some horrendous decisions. They're going to make great, great, massively bad decisions for the nation of Israel in the future. They're going to, in the sake of just ending the conflict, they're going to generally, or most likely, just agree to whatever the nations want them to do. But whatever America says to do, that is what they're going to do. Because once the Psalm 83 war is concluded, Israel is going to be strapped militarily, financially, and they're going to have another conflict coming. Russia, Turkey, Iran, Azerbaijan, a few other nations up north, a couple of nations out of the North Africa. Israel is not going to be able to fight that war. It says God will fight that war for them. But I know how God will fight it. I'm not arrogant in saying this. I know how it's going to happen. It's in the Bible. But I'm going to do that program, Ezekiel 38, 39, on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry site. You'll have to go to that. Now I'm going to continue. The remaining forces in the Gaza Strip are going to be, Israel is now, the campaign is very, very wise. Israel is bringing all of the Arab people together to separate them in the camps from the terrorists. This way, Israel, people have stated, there's no way Israel can go in and surgically remove these terrorists. Even some of the Israeli commanders in the positions next to Benjamin Netanyahu said, you can't do it. Well, these individuals, they are part of the globalist cabal. Israel is going to do it because Psalm 83 says Israel will do it, and they are wrapping it up. All of the Arab terrorists are going to be removed. Either they move out of the area into Egypt, north to Lebanon, out of the region, or they will die in the battlefield. And their leaders will continue to be targeted, and they will die openly in shame for the whole world to view. That's in Psalm 83. The prophecy in Amos chapter 1 talks about Damascus. I'm staying with Damascus. It also speaks of north of Israel into Lebanon. It also speaks of the area of the Philistinians. There are no Palestinians. They don't exist. They're Arabs, mainly from Egypt and from Jordan, elsewhere. They are Arabs or Gazans. Israel will have complete, total access to all of the Gaza, and Israel, it will become the real estate of the coming nation of Israel. They will never again give up that portion of land to the south along the Mediterranean coast. It will be theirs perpetually. Once Israel takes over the real estate in the nation of Jordan, it will be Israeli property perpetually. Never be taken from them again. Eventually, Israel to the north will assimilate the nation of Lebanon. The nations of the world are going to be very unhappy. If you think the anti-Semitic tide that we've been seeing in this country is peaking, no. It's at the beginning of the hatred. And these people that are protesting on the campuses, God said it would happen. The Bible said it would happen. And it would happen in America, in the great empire that's in the Bible. It would happen in the United States. Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. The political, military, industrial nation, the great harlot in Revelation chapter 17, a great, powerful nation that is so powerful and decadent at its end, it would be pure, holy, a blessed nation, would become a curse to the nations, and it would export homosexuality and everything that comes along with transgender thought, LGBT, the list is going to get longer. We would export that to the nations, homosexuality. We would export witchcraft. We would become a nation that would be a haunt, a place for every foul bird and hateful bird and foul spirit. We would export witchcraft. The nation at its end would be a nation that would be completely turned over to Satan and every form of witchcraft. I know that my point for this program was Israel is going to flatten Damascus. And there are many other things that Israel is going to do. Now, there are many evils with the Jewish people, I mean the true Jewish people, in this country, in America, in Israel. There is idol worship. There's witchcraft in the nation of Israel, with the Jewish people as a people, with Israel as a nation, no different than the United States. And don't think that God is not going to address the matter. He is going to address it. All of the people of the world, the Lord is going to address the evil of the United States as a nation, of the people in this country as a people, Israel as a nation, as a family, as a people, all the nations. Are all the Jewish people, you know, holy? No. Are all the Christian people holy? No. There's apostasy with Israel and their faith toward their God. Same with the Christian families. But God still said that he's going to curse those that curse Israel. And even in the Christian churches, evangelical churches, those that curse Israel, that don't see the Psalm 83 war as a genocide toward the Jewish people, which Asaph wrote about 2,800 years ago, maybe no longer than that. Try to remember, 2,900 years ago, that a time would come when God would begin to punish the ancient enemies of Israel, and we're witnessing that presently. These prophecies, Psalm 83, and also Amos chapter 1 concerning Damascus, also in Isaiah chapter 17, God says he's going to punish Damascus and destroy Damascus, eliminate Damascus. But also in Isaiah 17 says that God is going to also punish Israel. So yes, there's going to be punishment of the Jewish people in the nation of Israel and internationally. But God promised to protect them. And though he hasn't revealed himself to them as their Messiah, still he must protect them. Going back to the destruction of Damascus, this Ahmad al-Shara, he has been, his objective and what he has been doing, his strategy is to gather all of the, you might say, refugees, displaced armies in Hamas, Hezbollah, in the region, to gather these armies and work out a way of compromise so that they can work together, regardless of what their religious views are, to do one thing: to unite to attack Israel. That's their objective. And Shara is working with Iran. I do believe that Iran is supporting and bringing munitions in to the hands of his armies. And it's difficult to get these, the movement coming from of weapons from Iran to Syria. They've got to go over the top of Iraq, but they're doing it. It just so happens at the appropriate time that President Donald Trump is sending more weapons, military equipment, what is necessary for the war, to Israel, because Israel is going to have to move into, again, Jordan. There's going to be conflict. I don't believe it's going to be a long conflict in Jordan, because Jordan, the cities and the in Amman, Jordan, if Israel has to attack, he's going to attack. They're going to attack the chief city in Jordan, which is Amman. And according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, the cities in present-day Jordan are not to be bombed, not to be ruined, because Jewish people are going to move into these cities, especially Amman. And the king, Hussein, and his son in Amman, Jordan. I think a friend told me, a friend that I pray with, said that he heard that King Hussein, the father, had stated that he knows of the prophecies where Israel is going to take over his country. And it does say when this war occurs, these princes in Jordan are not going to be assassinated or murdered. They're going to become captives. They're going to become imprisoned. And guess what? You think the people of the world are upset now? You wait till they take the royals of this area and imprison them. Going to be difficult for people to handle that thought. This new conflict that Israel is about to embark upon is going to be very swift, very, very swift. Israel will not send massive troops into Syria, into Damascus, to do the same kind of warfare that they had to do in the Gaza Strip. No. This time, it's going to be fire from above. There isn't going to be any diplomacy. Our president, Donald Trump, not going to stop it. Putin, Khamenei of Iran, no one. Arab nations, Arab leaders, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Qatar, that area, nobody's going to stop it. Israel must obey what their prophet, what the prophecy says. They have to eventually, shortly, eliminate all the threat in the Gaza Strip and take over that portion of the Mediterranean Sea. And they will, these Arabs that will not assimilate, which they won't because of their religion, are going to be moved out. And they will be moved. Israel will begin to build condominiums, build the cities back again. They will begin to housing, water, power, you name it. In Lebanon, there's another prophecy. In here in Amos chapter 1, the other prophecy is about what's going to happen in Lebanon. But it also states in verse 6 through verse 9, verse 8, that God is going to punish the people in the Gaza Strip. It's right here in the Bible, Amos chapter 1, verse 6. The Lord says, I will punish the people in Gaza for the many crimes they did. Again, crimes against Israel. They took an entire nation of people, meaning the Jewish people, and they sent them, took him all as slaves, and sent them to the bottom part of present-day Jordan, an area called Edom. So God says, I'm going to start a fire at the wall of Gaza that will destroy the high towers in Gaza. So the fire started in the Gaza Strip, and Israel has been destroying all of the power structure in the Gaza. He says, Amos says, I will destroy the one who sits on the throne in Ashdod. I will destroy the king who holds a scepter in Ashkelon. I will punish the people of Ekron, and the Philistines who are left alive will die. This is what the Lord God says. This has happened back then. It will happen again in the future. It has already begun. All of these individuals that were the power leaders in the Gaza Strip have died. All of the main armies have basically been eliminated. And once again, I'll go back to a spiritual concept. All of the powers spiritually that have been rulers in the air, the powers that rule that area, these powers are going to be relieved of their duty, the spiritual powers. And these powers have always been at war with Israel, spirits. You know, fighting spirits that are fighting the Michael the Archangel and Gabriel that interfere with communication and Michael protecting the nation of Israel. These spirits that are in the ancient Philistinians worshipped, their gods are going to be destroyed. The power of those gods are going to no longer afflict Israel. Israel will take over all of the Gaza Strip. They have to. They have to eliminate the enemies to the north in Lebanon, which they have done. They're not finished. But now, the other prophecies in Psalm 83 are now beginning to going to occur. Psalm 83, there's no mention of the Damascus. I apologize, I just had a distraction, and I completely lost my thought. And I think it was important. but I remembered it. Okay, there is no direct mention of Damascus in Psalm 83, but Damascus is mentioned indirectly in Psalm 83, verse 8. It says that when this Gaza war, the Psalm 83 war is occurring, in verse 8 it says that eventually Assyria is going to also join in with these nations, with the jihadists in the Gaza Strip, in Lebanon, and in when the Jordan War begins, that Syria, the nation and the armies of Syria, is going to help the children of Ammon and Moab, which would be meaning King Hussein of Jordan. So when the Assyrians began to help Jordan, I don't know exactly, or when Syria begins to help Jordan, then this war will, when the war is done, Psalm 83 will have reached its destination. It will be over. So now we can begin to look for also some conflict in the nation of Jordan with the terrorists, the jihadists, with the, I think there's Hamas in Jordan too, if I remember correctly. But we're going to see something begin to develop here now as Israel continues to bomb these locations in southern Damascus. We're going to see things really begin to escalate toward Jordan. I think we're going to be at the end of the Psalm 83 prophecy here before fall. This is God's way through these prophecies to tell the people of the world that the anti-Semitic, the anti-Israeli, the hatred of the Jewish people is very evident in what's happening in the Middle East and is expanding into England and to Germany and to all the EU nations, this hatred, the push for this lie of genocide. It is a lie. Israel is not committing genocide. Israel is fulfilling what God stated he would do at the end before he returns. He promised that all of these ancient nations that have been in conflict with Israel for 3,800 years, the time of punishment would come. And now the punishment is coming, and it would not occur. These punishments would not take place until we had the way in which to have media, which would be real-time news, because God wants the whole world to be aware of what happens within seconds, within minutes, not months, not weeks. So we are here. Now, I am at the end of the program. My website is thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. Programs for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry are archived, along with the This Present Truth programs. My contact information, P.O. Box, is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. May God bless everybody. I have to end the program to the exact second, and so I have just a few seconds less to tell you, thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. I'll visit with you in the next program. We're going to see what's going to happen. I'll talk to you again.